The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when we hear the word ego, we usually associate it in the negative. He has an ego, she has an ego, father parent is egotistical. Come on, some of you have thought of that, you know? I think about it from time to time. Good thing he's in there, he can't come after me. I'm also scared of him. Anyway, focus. So it's always usually used, ego, in the negative. The word ego shouldn't always, though, be associated in the negative, because the word ego in Latin means I. Right? So just think about that for a second. I, not the letter I, but I as a person. That's what ego means. So it shouldn't be used in the negative, is because it's what, in particular, what the ego means is the part of the mind that makes decisions on one's self-worth or importance. So I am very important or not very important, or I am have a lot of self-worth or I don't have a lot of self-worth. It's the part of the mind, again, which differentiates between what I think and what reality really is. And so our ego becomes unhealthy when my sense of self-worth or my importance is either really big, larger, that's an unhealthy ego, or worse than reality, which is also very unhealthy. Right? So ego in itself is not bad. It's this distorted reality of what I think my importance is and what my worth is. So again, an ego becomes unhealthy when I'm the final judge on my importance and I'm the final judge on my self-worth. That's a very unhealthy ego. So for example, like until my body looks a certain kind of way, that I'm not important or I'm not worth much, right? There's this fixation, this ego, this fixation in a very wrong or bad way. I'm going to go to the gym. It's good to go to the gym. But I'm going to go and I'm obsessed about this particular part of my body. And until that part of my body is perfect or how I want it to be, I'm the final judge. I get to say now, I have worth, I am important. That's very unhealthy. Right, or until I stop falling into this particular sin. Once I stop doing this sin, I'm going to be really worth something, or I'm going to be very important. That's how I start to see myself. That's unhealthy. Again, it's good to have goals when it comes to sin and whatnot, but I can't be the final judge on my importance and my self-value. Or until I'm married, or until I have children, then I'm going to be valuable. Then I'll be important. And the Lord today, right, Jesus says to all of us today, like, you're too focused on yourself. Your ego is very unhealthy when we have this thought process, right? And Jesus says to all of us today, I've proven your worth, and I've proven how important you are when I died on the cross. That's what Jesus says to us. Or the opposite of the examples I just gave, right? Or it could be the complete opposite. Like, I'm really happy where my body's at today, for example. And because I'm really happy, I have this importance, this self-worth about me. Or I've eradicated this particular sin. I said, I'm never going to do it again, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm very good. I'm in a good place. I have value. I'm important. Or I am married now and have kids, so here's my value. Here's my importance. Again, so ego, when it's on either side, is very unhealthy. And you may be thinking, like, Father, what does all this have to do with Palm Sunday? Right? What does this have anything to do with Palm Sunday? And really, Jesus is our model, our true model, by walking through Bethpage. He's walking towards Jerusalem. And by Jesus walking through Bethpage and walking towards Jerusalem is where he endures, Jerusalem is where he endures his passion, where he endures this suffering that is going to take place over the next several days. Right? He had to walk through Bethpage in order to get to Jerusalem. And so what's happening here is that what it has to do, ego, what it has to do with Jesus is our model as he's entering, right? As he's entering into Bethpage, if he's our model, the Jews, as we know, were expecting a kind of leader. They had an expectation of what Jesus should be. You're going to be our warrior. You're going to be our earthly savior, which is going to help us from the Romans. You're going to overthrow the Romans. We're going to be liberated. We're going to be free. You're our king. And Jesus is like, I understand what you want me to do. I understand what your expectations are of me. Yes, I am your king, but not an earthly king. I am your liberator, but not the type of liberator that you think I am going to be. Right? So there's this misunderstanding, and they get mad, right? You're not meeting our expectations, Jesus. This is what I want you to do, and you're just not meeting my expectations. And the same people in today's gospel are saying, Hosanna in the highest, which means you're our savior, you're our king. You're going to save us. You're our Messiah. The same people who are screaming on Palm Sunday these words to Jesus, they're the same people, if you think about it, just in 5 days, who are going to be saying the opposite. Crucify him. Crucify him. And so Jesus, who has this this model. He's our model for us. What does Jesus do? He knows he's going in. He's not meeting their expectations. So what does he do? He didn't try to win their favor. He didn't try to say, okay, I want to win their favor. They're calling me Messiah. They're calling me the Savior. And I'm not going to meet their expectations, but let me just shift a little bit. Let me pretend to be something I'm not. Right? He doesn't say, try to prove his importance and self-worth, even though they're going to reject him and abandon him and start screaming these words to him when he's out on the last day. Right? When he's there on the last day before he's crucified. And so he's completely, if you think about it, detached from the world. What his expectations are from the world, his ego, the I in him, is not inflated one way or another. He knows his worth. He knows who I am. He knows his worth. He knows his importance in the Father's eyes, and that's all that matters. So he's our example, right? He could have given, okay, I need to meet their expectations. I need to do what they're asking me to do. He could have been filled with this unhealthy ego. He doesn't do it. But on the flip side, he could have been like filled with so much self-pity for himself. Oh, I'm not worth much. Oh, you know, I'm not worth much. Or I just, you know, they don't like me. And they're going to reject me and abandon me. And I'm just not worth much and I'm not that important because they're saying so. That would be an unhealthy ego. He knows who he is in the Father's eyes. He keeps his eyes fixed on the Father and doesn't try to shift or be somebody that he's not. And how often, brothers and sisters, our ego needs to be deflated. It's good only in God's eyes to say, I have worth because Jesus Christ says I have worth. And he proved it on the cross. It's good to say, I am important because God says I'm important. Not because of what I have or what I look like. Not how popular I am, what I've accumulated. That's not a healthy ego. It's quite the opposite. And so tomorrow we enter into the holiest week for Catholics. We call this upcoming week, we call it Holy Week. And so we're entering into it. And how we enter into this week determines if I'm all about myself, my ego is inflated, I'm self-focused, I think I am so important and I am so worth so much that I don't have time to pray. I'm not going to go to this thing at the church. You know, I'm going to go and be entertained. I'm going to go have a nice dinner. I'm going to go. This is not about you this week and it's not about me. Some of us are so, look, we all have issues. We all have problems. We're all going through something. It's not about you this week. The ego needs to be deflated. The I is important this week. But the I is only important because of him and what he's done for us this week. But when our I is not fixed on him this week, everything else is important. My self-worth depends on my work and my this and my that and my importance and people need me. Okay, it's not about you. This week, really, Jesus, if we keep our eyes fixed on him, our ego should be so deflated. My self-importance, my self-worth should be so deflated to a normal place the more and more I look at him this week. Some of us will go through Holy Week and nothing will change. I don't care what you've given up for Lent. Good for you. I'm proud of you. I hope you had an amazing Lent. This week determines what Lent is all about. You want to pat yourself on the back because you did a great job this Lent? That's an unhealthy ego. It has nothing to do with you, what you've done this Lent. Through the grace of God and what he's done through you and me, which is why we've had a good Lent. Or you're so mad at yourself of what a failure you are this Lent. It's not about you. That's an unhealthy ego too. It's about him and what he could have done through me, but I didn't let him. Because I depended too much on myself. That's the unhealthy ego. Right, again, how we enter into this week. What I want you guys and what I want to do this week as you enter into this week, pretend right now you're getting a phone call from the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she's saying, son, daughter, Jesus is about to die. Your best friend. In 5 days, and he needs you. He needs you to be with him. He's going to suffer an ugly death, And he's calling you. He's inviting you. How many of us would say, I'm busy. I got things to do. I'm important. I'm valuable. My work needs me. Sure, it's good to work. It's great to have all these things. It's not about us this week. Because the more seriously we enter into this week, we'll realize after this week, it's not about me either. I'm being stripped of my selfishness, my me, and what I want, and my self-value, and my self-importance. I think I'm the most important person, and that the world revolves around me, unhealthy ego. And the more we let Jesus strip me of that selfishness and that unhealthy ego, the more after Lent, I'll be on fire for Jesus. Right, again, this week, Jesus washes the feet of the disciples. And as he washes the feet of the disciples, including Judas, who betrayed him, who backstabbed him, who rejected him, am I learning anything? Am I deflating my ego? Is my ego coming to a good place? Because I can hear this story, oh, that's cute, Jesus. You wash people's feet. No, enter into it. Because what am I learning? Because if I really learn about what my Lord and Savior, what my model this Palm Sunday has come into this world to do, which he's going to do a few days later after Palm Sunday, he's walking in and he's going to wash the disciples' feet. I have a lot to learn. Whose feet is Jesus asking me? Not literally. But where is he asking me to lower myself? Hey, you kind of think you're a little up here? Let's deflate our ego and come back to reality, because that's a healthy ego. Come back to your worth and your importance being rooted in me, because what I say and what I've proved on the cross. Or this week, Jesus teaches us to forgive our enemies when he forgave us from the cross. And if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus this week, he will teach us how to deflate our ego, which has been bruised and hurt. It's all about me, how people have done me wrong, and how people have taken things from me, and people mistreated me. You've all been hurt. I'm not trying to be not sympathetic with anyone's situation here. It's not about me. Jesus this week teaches us how to be falsely accused, right? He endured the cross even though he was innocent. If we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, then when we're falsely accused, or if we're currently being falsely accused, our ego will be deflated. It'll come back to this place like, oh, they did it to my Lord. Why am I so mad that somebody's falsely accusing me right now? Trust me, it does not feel good to be falsely accused. I'm not saying rejoice. But when we enter into this week, if we really, seriously, and genuinely want an intimacy with Jesus, then the peace we get and the grace we get from him will be like, yeah, it's not that bad. Sure, I've been hurt. I've been falsely accused. I've been betrayed. It's not that bad. Jesus this week teaches us what true love looks like. True love is sacrifice. That's what true love is. That on the cross. It's not a feeling. So this week we're called to sacrifice. To sacrifice me and I and self and my comforts and my entertainment and what I want and what makes me feel good, and say, no, this is not about me. It's about him. This week Jesus teaches us how to do God's will. Right, that he did not want to endure what he endured, but he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus. And if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as well, our egos will be deflated and we'll say, Lord, I'm not acting right. I want to do your will. I haven't been doing your will in a long time. I've been doing my will because of my unhealthy ego. Finally, Jesus this week teaches us about poverty. You know, literally, if you know the history, he probably was not wearing anything around his waist. That's what the scriptures, probably how they crucified him. So talk about poverty, not even having a piece of clothing to your name. This week is not about you and materialism and about anything else. This week is about deflating our ego, the I, the me, which is unhealthy. So brothers and sisters, let us really walk into this week. As Jesus walked into Bethpage on Palm Sunday as he did today, he's only walking into Bethpage to get to Jerusalem. So today we're celebrating, but in reality, it's a really sad entrance into Jerusalem because he knows he's about to die. And the more serious we walk into this week and not ourselves and be focused on ourselves, Jesus will again deflate our egos this week. So our true sense of self-worth and importance can be resurrected with our Lord Jesus this Easter. Again, it needs to be deflated because it's super high in the sky. Come back to reality of your self-worth and importance. Or it's way down here, I'm not good enough, and God wants to elevate it to a proper place. And the more we enter into this week, the more that's going to be possible. Because it's not about us, or me, or I. It's about him. Amen.